Good morning. And we hear in the second reading, and this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and should love as he commanded us. That's what we need to focus on as we begin this Feast of the Holy Family. And I love the Holy Family, this gospel, because it shows that, you know, we all just came from Christmas, or still in the midst of it, of course, because there's 12 days. And we're in the midst of this Christmas season, so we've all got to spend time with our families. And it's always such a joyous, perfect time, is it not? When everybody gets along and everybody hugs each other and tells them how much they love each other and all that kind of stuff. When you go and Aunt Sally comes and she's had too much drink, but that's okay, whatever it happens to be. All our families are imperfect, right? Even the Holy Family. Not that they sinned. The only one that would have sinned in the Holy Family would have been who? Saint Joseph. But they were far from perfect, if you will, because listen to the gospel today. First of all, how does Mary, the mother of God, lose the Son of God? Right? Here. Now you would think that if you were given a great gift, Joseph and Mary, now take care of Jesus, they lost him in Jerusalem. How do you do that? Don't you think someone would have said, hey, where's Jesus, before they left Jerusalem? But no, they're a day away, and all of a sudden someone says, and where's Jesus? Oh, we don't know. Well, wait, he's with other people. Oh, he wasn't there. And then they come back, and there's Jesus doing his thing in the synagogue or in the temple, and he's talking to them, and he says, hey, why did you do this to us? And he said, why are you asking? Now, my mother would have hit me. Whack! I'm asking because I'm your mother. But I'm sure she didn't do that. But again, was there anxiety there? Was there imperfectness there? Yes, was there sin there? Of course not. But when we sit there and you play all the games about, oh, it must have been just so peaceful in that family. I don't hear anything about peace today in this Holy Family reading. None. Filled with anxiety. Huh? So that should give us some hope that none of us come from a perfect family. Right? But what are we supposed to do in this family to make it the way Christ commanded us to love, to have this belief in him? How does this work? Well, I want to focus, there's many things, of course, but today I just want to focus on three things. That in our families, we got to ask how each other are, how we are, how they're feeling, how they're doing. We got to sit there and affirm one another, and we got to be generous with each other, not be selfish. For our families to grow. And that's what the gospel it says. Jesus grew and was obedient. But let's focus on how we can do that. The first thing we got to do is we got to ask. Huh? So often in families, because we become so comfortable with each other, we put each other down. We tell people what they haven't done right. We sit there and we take advantage of them, or we take them for granted until we start and someone gets sick and we start losing them and all these things go crazy. And then all of a sudden we're okay, we have to make this right. Why wait for someone to get sick and dying? Let's start today. So one of the things you can do is every day, you should be able to go and look at your spouse and say, how are you? And really find out how they are. To be able to look at your children and say, how are you today? And find out how they're doing. Again, I've told the story on my family CD and different things about years ago, about 10 years ago when I first became pastor here. Huh? I was still pastor. I was still on the road as much as I am now. And I was still down teaching and campus ministry at Cathedral Prep. And I was going completely out of my mind. Still am. But the reality is, I'm going crazy and I go home to my mother and it's Christmas and I drop all the Christmas gifts under the tree as I did this past Christmas day. And I went downstairs a mess. And my mother came down, closed the door, walked into me and said, what's the matter? How you doing? And that was the only person that actually sat there and did that to me in almost a year. And it was what I needed the most, that someone went beyond the externals, me being mad or being impatient or being rushed, and looked inside and tried to find out what's going on inside. What's the matter? Do we do that with our spouses? Do we do that with our children? Or do we just take them for granted? Or do we think worse that we know them? We know what's the matter. Really, you're usually wrong. So you got to ask somebody. So to make it a habit that every day after they've come home from work or you've come home from work, you just take 5 minutes with each other. Make it an effort. How are you? What's going on inside? Not exterior. Let's not work with the masks. Let's find out what's going on interiorly. Huh? To have this intimacy in our relationships, to do the same thing with our children. Ask each other, how you doing? What's going on? The second thing you got to do, of course, is you've got to affirm each other. And again, affirmation is not something we're normally used to, especially the Irish Germans like myself. But it's something that needs to happen. We need to affirm each other, huh? Again, when I was called in once upon a time by one of the bishops years ago, he sat there and he yelled at me a lot. It was one of those things. And I looked at him and I said, listen, you cannot yell at me until you affirm me. He goes, I do affirm you. No, you don't. Trust me on this. That again, sometimes at the dinner table or in families, we always tell our children what they've done wrong. We tell our spouses what they do wrong. But when was the last time you told them what they did right? Huh? And see, that's very important. Again, years ago, when I was in Indianapolis doing a men's conference, there was 1,000 men there, and there was a kid in the back, and this kid in the back had his arms folded. He had a mohawk. He had the long black jacket on. He had the big black boots on. He would go, every time I talked. You can't get everybody. And I thought, I miss this kid. And as I'm running out the door, this kid comes running over to me, and I thought, of course, he was going to kill me. And when he came running over to me, he says, here, Father, and he gave me a little sheet of paper, which I still carry in my Bible for all my parish missions. Again, we talk about this in my family CD. But in the midst of it, I said, okay, thank you. And they're usually hateful letters when I get letters. It's usually like, Father, you know, you're arrogant. Yeah, we know, whatever. But anyway, so I sat in the car, and I looked at this piece of paper, and it says, Pax Omni, which means peace everywhere. And then you open it up, and it says, a quote, he made this quote up, and it says, maybe 1,000 young people die from too much praise, but every day a kid dies inside from lack of it. Huh? Is there too much praise in our families or not enough? Do we sit there and say something good for our spouse every day? Something good for our children every day? At least one thing, because we always say the bad. You know you do. Everybody here tells them when someone gets you mad or they haven't done something right, bam, I'm a good parent. I told them what they did wrong. Ooh, but are you a Christian parent? Do you tell your children how they're good every day too? Do you tell your spouse what's right with them instead of just what's wrong with them? And you know you do it. Would it kill us to tell our spouses and our kids one good thing a day? I don't think so, but let's try. The last thing we got to do is, again, as I'm convinced 1,000 times, is we need to be unselfish people. The surest sign to me of someone being in Christ Jesus is generosity. I don't care if you spend every day on your knees before the Blessed Sacrament, you say 20 rosaries. If you're not generous in giving your life away to people, there's no hope for salvation because it's all about me. And Christianity, as I've said 1,000 times, is the forgetfulness of self, never, ever, ever the focus on self. So when we're in the family, are we generous with each other? Do you do an unselfish act every day, right? Like you're in the bathroom. You ever go to the bathroom in your house? Huh? And as you're in your bathroom, you're doing your thing. You know what doing your thing is? And you go and you use the last part of the toilet paper roll. It's all gone. Do you put another one there for the next person? Or do you leave it that way? Very practical reality and a very easy way to be unselfish. But I'll bet you most of you let it go. And there's a regular roll there for when the next person comes in. And the next person goes, that miserable, who was the last one in the bathroom? And then you don't own up to it, but whatever. But so do we sit there and do we do selfless things in our family? Do we do something at least once a day unselfishly for someone in our family? Or am I the selfish person in my family and they're all here to serve me? Let me give you a hint. If everyone's there to serve you, there's not much hope for you because you're a pagan. It's time for you to forget about yourself and learn to reach out in family. Now listen, it got to begin in your family first. I don't care if you give all kinds of time here in church and everybody thinks you're very generous. I could care less. When you get judged, it'll be first on how you treated your family. So, do you ask each other how you're doing every day? Do you affirm each other every day? Are you unselfish with your family every day? That's where it begins. Our families aren't going to be perfect. Neither was the Holy Family, as much as we theologize and say it is. But they can be ones that grow. Jesus, who is God, had to grow in wisdom and grace. So must our families grow. So if they're not perfect now, no problem, but they can grow. So make it your thing today on this, the Feast of the Holy Family 2012, that you're going to grow as a family. And I gave you three suggestions. There's lots more, but pick at least one, would you? And decide to grow this new year of 2013. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You don't sound very excited about this one. I don't get it. Yes! Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.